I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
And indeed we do hope you enjoy the show this week, because we love for you to enjoy the show. It's just one of those things, you know how it is? We like for you to be entertained, and so we try to entertain you, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But we keep trying, because that's what we do here at Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We're all about the trying. And I hope that you don't take that to mean that I'm trying to be trying, if you know what I mean. If you don't, then don't worry about it. Okay, well, that's confusing, and we'd like to start the podcast off with a little confusion just to get you in the mood. There you go. First of all, let me say that I'm doing the podcast in the afternoon rather than in the morning, which is rather unusual, but that's just the way it is because it's been a very weird day so far. Anyway, I did do the video earlier, although I haven't done post-production on it yet. I haven't edited it all together, so hang in there. By the time you hear this podcast, it is very possible, although not entirely possible, that we will have finished the new video cast, which has some cool and geeky segments in it, including how to use some download software to download your YouTube programs, and a tutorial on how to set up and use CCleaner, among other interesting things, including a very brief little review that I did of the new Revision 3 program called TechZilla. Yes, TechZilla. Check that out. It'll be on the video cast, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. First of all, I do need to mention that
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, it's tech. It's here, and it's Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, this podcast is podcast number 105 for September the 29th. We're almost out of September and almost into October of the year 2007. Amazing that we're that far through this year. Seems like we just got into 2007 and already here we are looking at the end of it. Looking at the end of 2007. That sounds a little odd. Anyway, let's talk about the fact that you can go to the blog of course being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and as I always say, well, almost always say, you could go to the long URL,
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
That, of course, being the very long way of getting to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, or you can use the short way, which is drbill, drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. Either way, you'll get to the same website through the miracle of technology. I just love that. Anyway, also we are
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
We're a member of the Blueberry Network, too. Oh, man, we're just branching out into so many venues. You know, last week I said that we were spread across the internet like jam on toast. And all week long, that metaphor has just been hanging in my mind. Yes. These things get in my brain and won't leave me alone. Never mind. Anyway, we also like to give little promos for other podcasts that are members of the Tech Podcast Network. And this week we're going to talk about John Chambers' one-minute tip.
Short on time? Check out the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips, interviews, quick starts, and videos covering the technologies we use every day. A great little podcast to wedge between the minutes of your busy day. Check out the 1 Minute Tip at www.oneminutetip.com.
1 Minute Tip. And you know that if you can get a podcast in just a minute, you're very talented. Me, takes me 30 minutes. Yeah. Speaking of short, though, we have a short Game Master segment this week because the Game Master just could not come up with anything to talk about, which sometimes makes for an interesting Game Master segment, as I'm sure you'll find out as we go into, yes, the Game Master segment. All right, it's time for the Game Master segment, and this week we're at a bit of a disadvantage because we only have one microphone that we can share back and forth with each other, so there's going to be handing off of the mic back and forth, so just bear with us. So here we go. Where are you going this week?
I have absolutely no idea. I have nothing.
He has nothing to talk about, so it should be a very short Game Master segment. So what have you been doing this week?
Yep, goodbye. No. Mostly, I've been watching anime.
Anime. That would be stuff you downloaded off the web that is eating up our bandwidth and making it hard for people to use our websites. That's pretty much it, right?
Anime stands for Japan Animation.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Anime is best described as a Japanese cartoon. The idea behind it is it's anime. I don't know how to describe it. Whatever.
So it's basically people with spiky hair doing weird things.
Not always.
Of course it is. We keep handing the mic back and forth. It's very annoying. Otherwise, he'll talk or I'll talk and you won't be able to hear us because one of us will have the mic and the other one won't. But that's the way it works. So, what kind of anime are you watching?
Stuff. Usually with swords.
Stuff with swords. And what's the name of this anime, Stuff with Swords?
There's several. Bleach, Shaman King, Naruto, which is possibly the most famous, possibly behind Bleach. Can't think of anything else. Hang on.
Bleach would be what you use to clean your clothes. Naruto, of course, is on Cartoon Network. And you have a kitty.
Yes, I do. Here.
Don't say anything, kitty. No, she just wants to sniff the mic.
Yeah, she's not going to say anything.
What about you?
What about me?
You going to say anything?
We've used a lot of dead space here. We might want to restart the podcast.
No, because you're the one with the dead space. I'm just filling airspace.
The kitty's the one with the dead space.
Well, that's because she didn't have anything to say. She basically was too good to talk to us.
But see, they couldn't hear us trying to get her to talk to us, so, you know...
They'll deal.
There was just no anything.
They'll deal. Anyway, so, you played Splinter Cell this week?
A little.
And you played Paper Mario?
No.
You did not play Paper Mario. What Mario did you play?
Sunshine, not sunshine. Sunshine would make no sense.
I didn't say sunshine. I said Paper Mario.
Right. I played Sunshine.
Okay. I'm confused, so that'll work. what else did you play this week?
Well, yes.
Okay, so he pretty much didn't do any gaming this week, so thus the blankness in the Game Master segment.
I've been playing basketball and practicing driving.
Oh my goodness, he's been doing normal things. I'm speechless.
He's troublesome.
And speechless. And when the doctor's speechless, what are you going to do?
You don't sound very speechless.
Well, I'm as speechless as I get. Okay, well, that was an exciting Game Master segment, I think. But it has the virtue of being short.
I'm planning on playing, I forgot the name, but it's a basketball video game soon.
Oh.
If you had delayed the podcast a little more, I would have had time to play that first, but, you know, meh.
Well, you gotta do the podcast when it's due, or otherwise people will go, where's the doctor's podcast? Life isn't worth living. I've got to have something to listen to.
There was life before your podcast.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't. Anyway,
you experience life before your podcast.
Well, that's why you have a podcast, is to talk about all the experiences of life.
You experienced life before podcasting existed.
Life, don't talk to me about life.
Don't quote back at me.
That's what he said before we started the podcast, so, or the segment for the podcast, to be more precise. I know he likes precision. Don't play with my headset. My headset that isn't currently working because we don't have a cable. Anyway, don't worry about it. So, that's the end of the Game Master segment for this week, strange as it may seem. And the kitty is doing something kittyish back there. Yes. All right. Well, there you go, the Game Master segment. And it was an odd Game Master segment, wasn't it? Yes. Oh, well. Anyway, let's talk about the fact that we have all kinds of very cool things available on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the website that you can go to and take advantage of. For instance, go to MyPC as one of our sponsors. There's a little kind of doohickey there on the top of the sidebar, which is the little blue area to the right. If you click on that, you'll get to use Go to My PC absolutely free for one full month. Now, you got to admit, that totally rocks. You really need to try it out. Go ahead and click on that, click through it, and download Go to My PC for a free 1 month trial. You will be so glad you did, because it'll allow you to get to your PC no matter where it is. You install it and then you can go right to the PC, access it across the internet. It's awesome. Also, if you scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page, whatever page, actually it's on every page, but if you go all the way down to the page on the blog, you will find a banner for saving 10% off of the world-class web hosting provided by GoDaddy.com. So check that out. Both of them superior sponsors of the glorious Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon podcast. And I know you want to check that out to help the doctor. That will be very beneficial because it helps us keep going with the silliness. And you know we love the silliness here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. All right, let's talk about the news of the week by going into the blog after the last edition of the podcast, which was number 104, this being number 105. I can do math in my head. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, the next news item is FreeSpire 2.0.3 has been released. Yes, indeed. And it has updated CNR client, the Flash 9 plugin, the K-Network Config, K-Network Manager, K-Player, K-User, and updates on Sun Java, and InView has been removed from FreeSpire. I find that kind of interesting. You know, it seems like development of InView by the InView folks has kind of stalled out. So it's interesting that they have removed it. And as I mentioned before, Composer has kind of taken over the development of what was going on with InView. I really like Composer. I use it for web editing. So, you know, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe they're kind of phasing out InView, and maybe eventually they'll bring in Composer as the web editor available under FreeSpire. Also, next item, the smiley face, is 25 years old. Can you believe it? The smiley face emoticon, which is, of course, doing the colon dash right bracket. Actually, it's not a bracket. I guess it's a, I don't know what you'd call it. It's a little curvy thing there. Parentheses, that's it. At any rate, that, of course, makes the little emoticon smiley face. And that is 25 years old. Scott E. Fallman at Carnegie Mellon University says he was the first to use the three keystrokes as a shortcut for emotional icons, or emoticons, as we like to call them. And that was back in on September the 19th of 1982. Pretty wild that the emoticon of the smiley face was born 25 years ago on the 19th. Pretty cool. Anyway, next item. Windows XP availability has been extended. 5 more months have been tacked onto the XP availability roadmap by Microsoft. Now, why, do you ask? Would Microsoft extend Windows XP's availability? I mean, it looks like they would be pushing Vista, right? Well, of course, Vista's not catching on because nobody cares. I gotta love that. Anyway, so because of that, Microsoft is continuing to sell Windows XP because they want to sell something and make some money, and they're going to do it for 5 more months. You know, if I was them, I would keep selling it a little longer than that because people just aren't going to Vista. There's just no real compelling reason. All right, next item. Yahoo is discontinuing its podcast directory. You know, I would be upset about that, except for the fact that Yahoo's podcast directory was pretty bad to start with. They haven't been accepting new podcasts in the directory for a very long time anyway, and I think they pretty much decided, might as well just bag it. And so they are. There are a lot of other podcast directories out there that I would encourage you to use, like the ones we've already mentioned, Tech Podcasts, Blueberry. There are ones called, for instance, the Podcast Directory, Podcast.net, Podcast Pickle, and so on, and so on, and so on. Not to mention iTunes. You know, The Doctor's available on all those podcast directories, and, you know, we're actually available on Yahoo's podcast directory, except that, of course, now they're closing it down. So, there you go. All right, there's our drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week, and, of course, the Geek Software of the Week is Veeam Fast SCP. And you say the what of the what, huh? Yeah, it's a rather obscure tool. Let me just say that, as I mentioned last week, I've been geeking out at work doing VMware, and we had a VMware consultant come in from Dell Computing, and he's really cool. By the way, if you're listening out there, Jim, hi there. But at any rate, Jim came in from Dell, and he's been showing us how to set up VMware and use it, and it's been big fun. And he introduced me to a utility that I really like. It's freeware. I like the freeware. And it's called Veeam, and that's with two E's, V-E-E-A-M, Veeam, Fast SCP. SCP, of course, being Fast, Secure, and Copy. Okay? And basically what it allows you to do is the VMware ESX server is essentially a modified Red Hat kernel. And so essentially it's Linux. And you need to be able to get files from your Windows system over to Linux easily. And Veeam Fast SCP allows you to do a secure, fast file copy over the network to your ESX VMware system. Pretty cool. Allows you to do a lot of neat stuff, see the file structure, basically deploy all kinds of things like other virtual machines, or you can copy ISOs across the network. It's 6 times faster than normal SCP, so it is really awesome. And it supports drag and drop and copy and paste. So, very, very useful utility. I would encourage you to check it out. Definitely check it out. Also, talking about checking things out, you need to check out the DrBill.TV this week. Matter of fact, why don't I just do something really strange and do a promo right here on the podcast for DrBill.TV? Hi there, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You need to tune in every week for DrBill.TV. That's DrBill.TV, our video netcast. Tune in this week and get in on the geekiness. There you go. Get in on the geekiness of DrBill.TV. And, of course, as that name implies, it's DrBill.TV. You can actually go listen to it and watch it, because it is a video, after all. You can watch it on the web through the absolute amazing technology of Flash Video Display. Very cool. Or you can subscribe. And, you know, that brings up an interesting point, an excellent point, that I would like to share with all of you in these last few moments of the podcast this week. And that is, please, 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 oh, I'm begging, please, subscribe to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, you might say, well, Doc, hey, I'm listening to the podcast. What more do you want? Well, actually, quite a lot. But what would help out is if you would subscribe, you see. Now, how do you subscribe? Well, there's a lot of different ways, and I mentioned some of them earlier. One would be to go to iTunes and subscribe via iTunes. That's one way. Or you could download the Juice Receiver free software, and there's actually a link on the blog that can show you how to go there and download Juice Receiver, or you could simply go to Google and type in Juice Receiver, and it will take you right there. Download the software. Once you download it, set up to subscribe both to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon at drbill.cc by simply typing in http://podcast.drbill.cc in the subscribe bar in Juice Receiver. Click subscribe and you'll be subscribed to the podcast. Leave Juice running, and then whenever we have a new podcast, it will download it automagically directly to your PC. How's that for cool? You can do the same thing to drbill.tv, except you have to go to http://netcasts, that's with an S, plural, netcasts, .drbill.tv for the video cast, CC for the audio cast, drbill.tv for the video cast. Subscribe also using Juice for that, and you will get the latest, greatest Dr. Bill video cast every single week downloaded to you again, automagically. How cool is that? Now, you might say, well, Doc, I still don't get it. Why do you want me to subscribe? Because the more subscribers we have, check this out, the more subscribers we have, the greater our Nielsen ratings go up. Okay, it's not really Nielsen ratings, but it's kind of equivalent. It means the podcast is getting more subscribers. And there are people out there who look at that and go, dude, check it out. He's got a lot of subscribers. Now, we appreciate every single person that subscribed so far. But if you could call all your friends, send email to everyone, spam the internet. Okay, don't spam the internet, but send it to as many people as possible. Tell them to download Juice Receiver and subscribe to the podcast. And life will be good. The birds will sing. And there will be great rejoicing. Oh, and just amazing things will happen. Yes, the planets will align. Yes, the flowers will bloom. Okay, never mind. Anyway, just subscribe to DrBill.TV and DrBill.CC, and again, as I say, life will be good. So there you go. Please do it. It's good for you. It will add vitamin C to your diet. Okay, it won't do that either. But it'll be fun, and you'll have lots of jolly times with the old doctor, and you know that's a good thing. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because we need those, well, I guess for lack of better, we'll call them Nielsen ratings, because everybody kind of understands what a Nielsen rating. We need that to continue to go up, because one day, I want to be able to make lots and lots of money as a podcaster. Yes, you knew that there was some altruistic reason, right? Yes, okay. Anyway, enough about that. Let's just kind of see what's next on the schedule. And actually, you know what's next on the schedule? The music to end the podcast. That means it's time to slide on out of here and remind you that the doctor is out of here.